All right, welcome music lovers to today's episode of Sonic Soulscapes. Get ready for an auditory adventure as we delve into the fascinating world of sound. Today we're exploring the profound connection between music and our emotions, a truly rich territory. Think about it. A single melody can flood your mind with memories or stir deep feelings within you. Music is this universal language, right? It transcends cultures and time. It's not just a series of notes. It's an incredible tool for expressing and even regulating our emotions.
Right. That's so intriguing. Just the other day, I heard a song from high school, and it took me back to prom night. Did you really say it's a universal language? How does that work exactly?
Exactly. It's universal because it resonates with everyone, regardless of where they're from. For instance, let's talk about joy. What makes a song joyful? Is it the tempo, the key, the lyrics? It's a mix of all these elements. Think about those upbeat anthems that make you want to dance. Joyful music often has predictable structures and vibrant instrumentation that really lifts our spirits.
Oh, so does that mean a joyful song has to have a faster tempo? Because, I've heard slow songs that also feel joyful. How does that work?
Great question. While tempo is important, it's not the whole picture. You could have a ballad with a slower tempo, but if the lyrics are uplifting, it can still evoke joy. Think of it like this. It's all about context, the story the song can tell. Even slower, heartfelt songs can resonate deeply with us, bringing joy through their emotional connection.
That makes sense. Wow, that's pretty mind-blowing. Can you give me an example of a song that fits this description?
Absolutely. Let's take Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen. It's a slow ballad, yet it carries such profound beauty and hope that many find joy in it. It's almost as if the emotional weight within it is cathartic.
Oh man, I love that song. And now that you mention it, I can totally see how, it brings happiness, even with its slow pace.
Exactly. Now let's switch gears and discuss more complicated emotions, like sadness. Think about a ballad that really stirs deep feelings inside you. Sorrowful music can actually be cathartic, right? It helps us feel understood and validates those emotions.
Whoa, yes, I totally feel that way when I listen to Someone Like You by Adele. It's so painful, but in a good way, you know? It makes me feel all my feelings.
Absolutely. It connects with that part of your heart that knows heartbreak, which can be incredibly healing. Exploring sadness through music gives us a way to process our feelings without judgment, a safe space for examining our experiences.
Ha! I never thought of it that way. So, is it like, music acts as a therapy session in itself?
In many ways, yes. Moving beyond joy and sadness, let's discuss how music regulates energy and focus. High energy tracks can uplift us. Ever tried working out to some high tempo beats?
Oh, for sure. If I'm at the gym and Eye of the Tiger comes on, I'm like, yes, let's do this. But what about calming music? Does that fit into this picture?
Great observation. Calming music aids concentration. Studies show that soft, soothing sounds can lower heart rates and breathing, which actually helps us focus better. It's like when you hear a beautiful piano piece while studying. You feel the tension wash away, and next thing you know, you're engrossed in your work.
Whoa, that's pretty much like magic. It's insane how much impact music can have on our daily lives and, our emotions.
Right? And let's not forget nostalgia, a powerful emotion linked to music. Think about those songs tied to specific moments in your life that transport you back in time. There's something incredibly comforting about these musical memories.
Oh man, totally. Like every time I hear Backstreet's Back, I'm instantly reminded of hanging out with my friends in middle school. It just feels so good to relive that.
Exactly. Those musical memories provide not only comfort, but also enhance our connection with others through shared experiences, whether bringing joy invoking reflection, energizing us, or sparking memories, the ability of music to shape and reflect our emotions, it's truly magical.
Yeah, wow. I'm definitely going to pay more attention to what I listen to this week. It's like you opened a whole new world for me.